This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. It is definitely a fabulous Friday, and you've tuned into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. Joining me on the line right now is our resident motoring journalist. He goes by the name of Prashirin Naidu. Now, this week, he's been spending time with the all-new GWM P500. I'm talking about a premium bucky that blends luxury technology and capability into one impressive package. Now, it's aimed at buyers who want more comfort and sophistication from their workhorse, but doesn't have what it takes to challenge the established players in the segment. And as always, he'll wrap things up with his motoring tip of the week, not forgetting his Friday jam to kickstart the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashirin. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
You know, I'm so guilty, Prashirin. I was telling Chris right now that he told me it was your birthday yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, and or was it the previous day? And you know, I was like, no, I'll send Prashirin a message to say happy birthday. And here we are. And I'm like, no, man, there's something that I forgot. Now your voice comes on air. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I know exactly what I forgot. But to make it up to you, Prashirin, happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. Yes. Wow. That was beautiful, man. Really appreciate it, eh?
No, man. Happy birthday, Prashirin. May God keep on blessing, elevating you. You're a great man, destined for great things, and keep doing what you do, man.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Much love, bro. One time.
Now, straight to the cars, Prashirin. I mean, what was your first impressions when we're speaking about the P500? Is it a looker?
You know what? It is quite a looker. I must be honest with you, but this thing is so huge, King Bash. This thing is, it's bigger than the Tank 500, actually. Mm. And I must admit, I did struggle to park this thing at my complex parking bay. This thing takes a lot of space, but this bucky looks mean, eh? They've taken inspiration from, you know, those American buckies overseas. It's like that.
Trucks, yes,
exactly. And it looks mean, and black wheels, white paint. Yeah, it looks bold in the metal.
Wow. And speaking of which, when you step inside, man, what's the cabin experience like?
I quite liked it, I'll be honest with you. You know why? It has massaging seats, heated seats, and it just feels quite nice behind the wheel. Everything about it feels well built, crisp infotainment screen, and I've never seen a bucky with a sunroof, so this thing has a sunroof. And the list goes on and on. Good sound system. The passenger as well will be very comfy, and I like it. It's premium flair, just, you know, I think that's where it wins for me. But I think the drive is where it may divide in opinion.
Wow. Now, let's speak about that, actually. You know, how is it on the road? How does it perform? How does it drive?
Okay, so I have a 2-liter turbo hybrid, so decent power, 255 kilowatts. It's one of the fastest buckies, not too bad. And I feel it's a bit rough and tumble here and there. I think it's not as refined as, let's say, your Ford Ranger or your Hilux. That's where it loses me. And also, it's quite thirsty because of the hybrid setup. I got over 11 liters per 100 kilometers. And I do wish I could have taken it off-road to really give you a bit more perspective on that. But, you know, in day-to-day driving, it's clunky here and there, especially when you put your foot down. There's a slight delay. But that's really about it. But overall, it's a luxury-driven bucky. But I think the drive is where it lets me down.
Oh, man. All right. Now, let's speak about the rivals, Prashirin. I mean, to the P500. Who are these rivals?
Okay, so we have the mighty Ford Ranger. We have the VW Amarok, which is basically the same as the Ranger, Ford Rock. Got the Hilux, the new Hilux as well. It's been recently launched, the Navara, and the Isuzu D-Max. And out of all of these competitors, I suppose one could say for 1 million rand, it does strike out quite nicely. And also the Shark 6. So, I mean, I might as well just get the Shark 6 for 1 million rand. But it's standard are being luxury driven, but I think I don't know how to feel about this back kicking match. Quite a confusing one for me.
But now, Preshewin, I mean, looking at a person that stays in a complex, you know, would you recommend this bucket to buyers entirely? What is your take on it?
Okay, so I think if you're someone like me, you live in the city, you're not doing much bundu bashing galore, I think give it a miss. I think maybe go for something a bit more cool. Maybe the Tank 300 might be nicer. It's a bit more trendy, a bit more urban-driven. But I think, yeah, it will definitely be catered for that buyer that wants to always, you know, go bully bashing. But I think, you know, those who are in the market for a bucky, they know their buckies. And I think they're going to look at this and they're going to think, no, I'm going for Hilux, or I'm going for Ford Ranger instead.
No, makes sense. Preshewin, before I let you go, man, what's your motoring tip of the week? And leave us with your Friday birthday jam.
Congrats. Thank you so much again for that warm wish as well. So my motoring tip is car jamming is becoming increasingly common, especially in parking areas after locking a vehicle. Always check the door handle to make sure it has been locked. And just a quick lock could save you, becoming a victim of theft. And we're going to end up with a classic. Tupac, Dear Mama.
One time, Preshewin. Have yourself a fantastic week. Get your weekend, that is, and catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one to yourself and the listeners out there. Cheers.
Peace, Preshewin. You can catch him right here on Fridays, right? And if you need more insights, do follow him on the socials and on ednews.africa. On social media, he is Wheels and Journeys across all social media platforms.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.